This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. On Thursday, Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush notified the Daughters of the Republic of Texas that their contract to manage the Alamo was canceled. The contract was to run through the end of August 2016, but now, after a 120-day notification, the DRT must be out of the Alamo by July 10th. The firing of the DRT by the GLO comes after years of accusations that the nonprofit organization has mismanaged the Alamo, cheapened its history, and endangered the actual structure of the Alamo buildings, which were built in 1744 as a Spanish mission long before the 1836 battle, which helped Texas win its independence from Mexico. Recent examinations of the Alamo reveal that structures are in need of preservation at a level which could be argued is beyond the ability of the Daughters to provide. Becky Denham is the director of the Alamo under the General Land Office.
We made the announcement to the Daughters of the Republic of Texas and visited with the president of the DRT, Ellen McCaffrey, and visited with her about the need to be able to move forward in the next chapter for the management of the Alamo. And that means that we will be phasing out the management contract in 120 days that the DRT currently has for the operations of the Alamo right now. The GLO has been overseeing this contract and working with the DRT since 2011 when the legislators gave oversight to the GLO of the Alamo.
Was there anything in particular that prompted this cancellation of the contract?
Well, honestly, this is really more about a look to the future and not specific things, because we have tremendous needs that we know need to happen for the Alamo in the future. We have the Phil Collins Collections that needs a home. We need to build a museum and visitor center for that. We need to be able to take the Alamo kind of up a notch in management and our ability to be able to expand and think bigger. At the same time that this is happening, we also see that the city of San Antonio, of course, has put together a master plan for the Alamo Plaza. And it includes things like how can we get more visitors there and utilize the space better, maybe even restore some of the original footprint so that the experience is better for visitors. And on top of that, I think probably the most important thing are the significant conservation needs that we need to begin really pouring resources into. And that requires, you know, managers of historical landmarks and museums. And this is Texas' greatest treasure. And we need all of Texas joining us, no matter what your affiliation, to be able to take the Alamo through the next 100 years. Now, this decision really cannot say anything except thank you to the DRT for their heroic efforts. We wouldn't have the Alamo today without the Daughters. And it's really important that everybody understand that and that they see that everybody in Texas, including everybody here that I work with, appreciates, and we will always have a place of honor for the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. This is just a management change on the operations piece so that we can take it into the next 100 years.
The Daughters of the Republic of Texas have managed, maintained the Alamo for the last 110 years without any state dollars.
That's not accurate.
Okay.
That we have been able to provide a lot of funding for special projects. We have provided, and Texas has always been available should there be special needs. So there have been ongoing throughout the years of different requirements and different needs that the state has certainly been able to give and been able to put into the Alamo. The most recent is $1 million from the last legislative session that went to repair the roof of the Alamo and the roof of the Long Barracks. That was Texas money. We also continue to provide support in monthly payments that help with the operations as well.
So will a private firm be sought to take over the management of the Alamo?
We are looking for a new firm. We don't know the exact structure of it right now. It will be a search so that we can find the very best that we can find in the United States. Of course, we would hope that it be somebody close to home, but we don't know where we're going with that yet. We're at the very beginning of our planning stage.
Not a foundation that would be an original operation, but you want to find someone who has experience in running this type of operation
Yes, we want to find somebody who has experience and a group that has experience in this type of historic landmark.
One observation that people have had about the DRT management of the Alamo over the years is that the Alamo has never been able to achieve museum certification. Is that a goal for the Alamo going forward?
We do have a very high goal set for the Alamo, and that's one of them. But what we want to do is really put significant resources into being sure that we can restore some of the things that need to be restored. We also want to raise the bar and we need to build a new visitor center and museum for the Collins Collection. And all of this will become a part of a strategic plan. We are beginning the work on a strategic plan, which will lead to a long-term master plan. All of these things are kind of coming together at the right time right now to be able to kind of focus on that and get us into the next 100 years.
Recently, there was the announcement of these Texas pioneers, power brokers, people like Red McCombs, who will be sought to try to raise funds and provide vision for this as well. You know, I guess you're looking for people who can help finance this expansion.
We are. We're working with them. They, of course, are some of the people across Texas who have the ability to be able to reach out to their friends and to be able to say, I believe in the Alamo. We want you to join us in believing in the Alamo. The Alamo Endowment is a group that I'm working with as well to structure our fundraising strategy. We know that Texans all across the state are going to be interested in how they can pitch in and help with this. And so the Alamo Endowment is that structure for fundraising that we will do to help raise some of the private funds to make all this happen.
There's this UN World Heritage Site issue that's ongoing. Is this connected to that as well?
It is not. That is a National Park Service initiative.
Is the idea to try to make the Alamo as well-established and as a fulfilling experience for a visitor as going to Independence Hall or Gettysburg or something like that?
Exactly. We look at places like Gettysburg and visiting the Pearl Harbor site, and the kind of response you get from that is similar to what you get with the Alamo, of course. So there are unique things about San Antonio and about the Alamo that, of course, that we work around. But the idea, is to provide a more kind of rounded experience of what the Alamo is really all about. Of course, an important chapter is the Battle of 1836, but there's so much more to the story. As the center of San Antonio, the Alamo also was a place of education and a place where people came for faith and came for security and came for safety during other times. So there's a big story here to tell at the Alamo that we're excited about, really getting out into the nation and the rest of the world.
Well, the DRT may not have been the best group of individuals when it comes to maintenance and things, but they certainly had the right spirit and the right heart for
it. Absolutely. And so, I mean, the spirit of the DRT is what you see across all of Texas. And that's what we thank them for and we honor them for. And now we just want everybody to join together in the same kind of spirit that they provided for the last 100 years and continue that on.
And how will that be maintained with their no longer managing?
This is just a piece of the relationship with the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. There are 8,000 members all across Texas. And they do a lot of different things, from educational programs and raising money for the ways that they talk about Texas history. This is a piece of it. And they will always be able to utilize the Alamo in the same way that they can right now. We certainly have ceremonies and will create ways to honor them and some of the new facilities. We see a lot of that as just continuing on as the same.
Becky Denham is the director of the Alamo under the Texas General Land Office. On Thursday, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas were given notice that the GLO is canceling their contract to manage the Alamo.